Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned the story of Maryam alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wa salam not once but many a times. And inshallah we will try and summarize the story of Maryam alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salatu wa salam and simplify while simultaneously giving the Islamic perspective on Maryam alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and what the Quran has to say. The story begins with a gentleman, a very pious person by the name of Imran. Imran was married to a lady called Hannah, as mentioned in some narrations. The name Imran itself is mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Ali Imran. Ali Imran is the name of the surah in which Imran's name is mentioned. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it, قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. Imran and his wife, Hannah, they could not have a child. And they wanted to have a child. So they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually, Imran's wife, Hannah, became pregnant. And when she became pregnant, she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dua that she made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates this. That إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ, when the wife of Imran said, رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. O my Lord, I am making a vow, I am making a qasam, I am giving a pledge that whatever is in my stomach, the baby, the child that will be born, will be dedicated for your worship, in your service, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for your sake. So when the child is born, the child will not be involved in earning a living or in doing various activities, various things. The child will be dedicated for your worship. That's it. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. So accept this vow from me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Indeed, you are the one who listens, the one who has knowledge. Thinking that the child that will be born will be a male, a son. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had his own plan. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا, when the child was born and the child was a girl, the child was a female. The child was a female. قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. So she again made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh my Lord, I have given birth to a female. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was aware that the child, the baby, was a girl. And she says, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. But a boy is not like a girl. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created men, males, boys different to girls. Physically, we are different. There's a lot of debate nowadays regarding gender and children and males claiming that we are now certainly females. Females certainly claim we are now males. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentions in the Quran, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, an equality. Allah ta'ala has created us different. Physically we are different. That is why ladies, sisters, they have monthly cycle. Physically Allah ta'ala has created them very different. That is why for certain days of the month, they don't have to pray. Salah is fard, but for certain days, every month, they don't pray. They're not required to pray. It's haram for them to pray. Although salah is the most important. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created men and women differently. Physically we are different, emotionally we are different. That is why the rulings pertaining to testimony and shahada is different. Allah Ta'ala's creator is different. So she says that وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. The men, the child, a male child is different to a female child. And I had envisaged, I had thought that the child would be a boy who I would dedicate to the masjid. And the son would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout his life. For a girl, obviously, it's slightly more complicated. There are other things to consider. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمُ. And I have named this girl, this daughter of mine, Maryam. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And I am making dua for her protection and for the protection of her children, her progeny, from the cursed shaitan. Maryam alayhi salam is born.